Welcome, everybody, to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. I wanted to take everybody on a voyage. On a voyage to the center of her forest. I have a small little snippet, a love note from the goddess. That was retrieved from the center of the dream circle that I awoke with. So on this journey, take my hand as we voyage on the spiral path. Counterclockwise. And so thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Sunday as we head into the center of her forest, as I channel the dream image that came to me last night. There will be a stone under our feet, heading counterclockwise into the luminous dream of the goddess. Each step we take together winds itself around as we enter deeper and deeper into her forest. I'm so glad to have you here next to me as we both go on this voyage together. Thank you. Thank you for coming aboard. So, as I sit here with my magical wooden dream wand beside me as I hold it in my left hand, she helps me to take sturdy steps into the dream cave. And in my right hand, my magical mala beads, each bead in between my fingers, as we head into the unknown forest. Around us, there are fairies dancing with their wings, guiding us in deeper and deeper still into her forest. Do I know exactly what the goddess is going to tell me about my dream image? What is my dream image? You'll see. You take these steps with me on the journey into her deep forest, walking upon the path of the stone people under our feet, giving us the coordinates of where we need to go and where we need to step as we step counterclockwise once again into the dream, the dreaming portal of the goddess. So last night she spoke to me of a dream image. And the name of this dream is the Golden Zimbadine. I don't know why she gave me that name, Zimbadine, and what the heck is a Zimbadine anyway? It's crazy, isn't it? The crazy dream images and sometimes names that we get in dreams, but you know what? It's not crazy. No, it's not. And if we are to follow where that takes us, if we are to follow that which speaks to us, but yet we don't really know what it means, I think that's very important. No matter how crazy something seems, follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Deep into the portal of the dreaming cave. The Golden Zimbadine. As we walk closer to the center of the portal, with trees reaching up their branches around us, the nettles of the pine trees falling all around us onto our skin, the smell of the pines permeating our nostrils and going into the center of our hearts. They seem to be reaching out their arms, their branches, guiding us closer still to the center of the dream portal, to the Golden Zimbadine. We see before us a darkened cave surrounded by trees and water. We walk hand in hand into the cave as our voice echoes inside as we speak to each other. What will we find in the center of the cave? I have an inkling that maybe we're going to find flames of an unending fire in the center. Where we can sit around the fire and warm ourselves and see the dancing images before us within the flames. What exactly is the Golden Zimbadine? As we sit and we hold our hands, all of us together, in a magical circle around the dancing flames that are in the center. The heat of the fire goes inside us, into our hearts, into our skins, as as we seem to transform into the flames herself. What exactly is the dream image of the golden Simba Dean? What a crazy name. What does it all mean? I don't know exactly. I'm just here to tell the story of the golden Simba Dean. What I witnessed in my dream as the goddess showed me the dream image. So the dream image I'm gifting out tonight of the golden Simba Dean, she told me its name, you see. And then she gave me a beautiful dream image that I'm going to be working with. Maybe you can work with it too. The dream image is of a beautiful, gigantic, golden moth that touched and lit onto my right hand, my golden moth, or a golden moth lit on the palm of my hand, and it took up the whole space of the palm of my hand. And she told me the name of the golden Simba Dean. I watched its wings, golden, having a beautiful filigree and embellishment of raised, beautiful golden lines all over its wings. Under the golden moth, called the golden Simba Dean, its feet I could feel crawling all over my hand. It was so beautiful and so ornate. I don't know why she gave me the name of the golden Simba Dean. But maybe it means something. I don't know. But as this beautiful, gigantic golden moth with its beautiful filigree embellishments all over its wings that were raised and golden started to move on my hand, all of a sudden, it started buzzing, making a buzzing noise on my hand and on my skin. I've never heard of a moth buzzing before, but maybe it was trying to tell me something. Maybe the buzzing was some kind of ancient dance. Maybe coordinates on my hands, telling me of a place to be at a certain time. I don't know. But this buzzing was so pronounced, and the moth was so beautifully golden, and the pictures on its wings kept moving and dancing to the buzzing on my hand. I thought maybe the golden moth was there from my ancestors, telling me something in a language through the buzzing that in my human ears I don't know. Maybe the golden moth was telling me how much my ancestors love me, and that I am here to follow the vibration in my hand. You see? Maybe. The vibration in my right hand when I think back to my waking life. The vibration in my right hand was there. That fateful day when I chose, through the vibration in my right hand, my wedding date of April 29th. I didn't even like that date, but because it kept buzzing on the same day, I knew I was being told something, something immense. And it was that vibration in my right hand where I chose one of the most sacred days of my life. Was getting married to my twin flame. And the fact that the moth is golden, with beautiful raised golden filigree on its wings, I don't exactly know what that means yet, and I'm still entering into the dreaming cave to find the clues of what it means to have a huge golden moth with beautiful golden filigree on its wings land on your palm of your hand, where the whole palm of your hand is overtaken by this huge golden moth called the golden Simpadine. Crazy as it seems. Crazy, I know. But if I'm to follow that buzzing in my right hand, it's the same buzzing that I had that fateful day when I feel that his ancestors helped me to choose that day through my hands and the vibration. Maybe I'm being offered a lot more in this dream image. Not just for my ancestors, but from his ancestors as well. And all I know is it's straight from the goddess. And gold is the sun, and today is Sunday. I awoke with this dream image from the goddess today. And wanted to really feel into the story of the golden moth, how big it was on my hand, how beautiful, how tender, how its feet felt in my hand, scurrying around on top of it, to the immense buzzing that came from it. As time goes on, I'm going to use this dream image to help heal myself, help follow what it means. The golden moth called the golden Simpadine. I recognize you. I love you. Thank you for showing me the way. As all of us are holding hands around the fire, within the fire we see the golden Simpadine, the golden moth. We gaze at its beauty, we gaze at its wings, and the different golden patterns that emerge from it. Almost like landscapes to another world. Where will these landscapes take us in the future? Where will the golden moth take us? We know at this point that the golden moth has taken us here, inside this cave. We're holding hands and gazing at it, giving it love, allowing it to feel our hearts as we feel its heart. I say thank you to the great goddess for gifting me with this beautiful image and allowing me to see the connection between the buzzing in my right hand and that day on April 29th. I wanted to thank all of you for coming with me on this voyage into the dreamscape. As we all rise up from around the fire and walk our way out of the cave and out of the path onto the stones, coming out clockwise to the daylight hours. My hands touching the mala beads in my right hand, my left hand grabbing my wooden walking stick. My faithful wooden walking stick helping me to traverse into the realms of the unseen and the seen, between the waking and the dreaming, as we all come out of the cave clockwise and we open our eyes to the waking world. I wanted to thank you for coming on this voyage with me. Maybe you can encounter, work with, and talk to the Golden Zimperdine, the Golden Moth, the one that vibrates its energy on your hand. If you allow it and keep your heart open to its energy, as it lands on your hand in the dreaming state. Thank you for coming with me on this short excursion, voyage, and journey into the dreaming realm. All words, all pictures, all stories are all copyrighted by me, Spirit, and Anchor. My name, Reverend Elena Yannicella. My spiritual name, Star Mother. And if you want to connect up with me, you can go to my Instagram page, Flying Mermaid Dakini, all one word, FlyingMermaid. DAKINI. Thank you so much for coming to this voyage and this journey with me. I love you. Good night.